It's November the 9th, 2010. For National Podcast Post Month, this is Description Daily.
Yeah.
Just lifting. Yeah, I think so. Go for gold, honey.
Classics.
Times two.
Over drinks.
Scrambled mine, you?
I'll go sunny side up.
I'm going to go for sausage this time.
You risker, you.
Ain't I?
I'll get the bacon.
Home fries?
Home fries, please.
Yeah, same thing.
White, brown, multigrain, or rye?
Multigrain's good for me.
Rye, please. And
okay.
Coffee.
Okay. And?
You want a pint. I can tell. Tell me the last time you said coffee drinking.
Just a pint, a draft, whatever's...
Whatever's sitting there.
I can't remember what I normally have here.
Which
one's lager?
Lager, organic, and Primo.
I think I normally have Primo.
Yeah.
Speaking of organic.
Sorry?
Speaking of organic.
Yeah, I know. Do you need some of...
You look like
it's actually not bad.
Yeah.
You've probably tried that in Joyce, huh?
I don't know if I've tried the organic yet, no.
Well, sometimes it's on like major offer, so that's the only time I'll try it. But it's
well, Tank House obviously, and the Cobblestone Stout. I don't think I have to try the organic. I haven't needed to, and it's like I've got Tank House. Why do I need organic?
No, I mean in Joyce.
Yeah, I know, but they have all the Mill Street. They don't have organic.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes they have a Mill Street sale, or sometimes you have a domestic sale, and not domestic domestic, but. It's not domestic like that shit you drink, but domestic like Canadian stuff. Like,
that shit I drink.
Next tier domestic, like Steam Whistle and Mill Street. And so I just end up getting the Tank House because, well, maybe I'll try the organic one of these days.
I drink that shit because, you know, it's actually brewed in Toronto, isn't it?
Well, yeah.
You know, I'm supporting
the cool. Yeah, the cool. Well, yeah, the cool. Yeah, exactly. But I mean, but you'll drink. Yeah.
Anything.
Yes. You'll drink Canadian, you'll drink 50, you'll drink any whatever's on offer.
Yeah, that's true.
That's what I mean.
I'm trying to justify drinking cool.
I don't think you can.
You can. And I can
Thanks.
Do it too, strangely.
I can justify it. I'm being...
$4.50 at the Joyce, that's how you justify it.
Oh, it's cheap. But secondly, you know, it's brewed at home, isn't it? It's here.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
But it's also $4.50 at the Joyce.
$4.50 at Jug?
At the Joyce.
Oh,
at the
Joyce.
$4.50 at Jug.
$4.50 at Jug.
No.
That's the
beast
store.
They haven't quite gotten there yet. Not quite. Yeah.
Cheers. It's not a lager. Anyway.
It says lager. Lager.
Pale ale.
Mm.
I know if it tastes more than...
Well, maybe one country's ale is another country's lager?
Yeah, well, here, everything's beer, isn't it?
Everything's beer.
Even cider, so I'm going out for a couple of beers and drink cider.
Which is why when you say, what lager do you have on offer?
They're like,
huh?
Yeah.
Well, the people that know better, they'll know, or it'll be listed, you know, here are the ales, blah, 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 here are the lagers, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
When they know what they're doing.
But it goes to show how much people actually bother to read the bottles.
Because I never thought of any distinction among any of these things until I met you. True. Well, remember when you met me? What beer did I ever drink? I drank Guinness.
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. I drank Guinness, and I knew that I could do Steam Whistle, and I knew I could do Tank House. That's it.
But you didn't think of Guinness as a stout.
No, I knew it wasn't. I knew it wasn't that. Yeah, I knew it wasn't that piss that smelled funny. Not to say what you're drinking is that piss that smells funny.
Sorry. This is pretty much what we would, the British would class this as more of a kind of old man's kind of drink. Guinness sells across the board because it's a very
everybody
it's a trendy drink. Even in England, even though it's like next door to Ireland, it's still a very trendy drink, like our Stella.
Yeah, but Stella's trendy in a different way, isn't it?
Yeah.
Stella's like Carlsberg here. You know, welcome to your Carlsberg years. Like, you know, you go to work wearing button-down shirts and you drive a Lexus, these are your Carlsberg years. Stella's kind of like that, isn't it?
And it's very much drunk in bars as opposed to pubs when you've got people that are perfectly willing to spend 50 pence more for a bottle, which is half a pint basically, than have a pint of Stella.
Yeah.
But because it's, you know.
They don't care.
It's a bit clicky, that. I don't get that either.
And you can carry around a bottle of Stella on your walk home.
Yeah. You can't really do that with a pint, although it has been done.
Well, yeah, but you can't really do that because you're taking the pub's glass.
Yeah, well,
Could you put this in a travel mug? You think that as long as, and I don't think it is anymore, walking around drinking out in the streets.
I don't believe it's legal, but it's not something that's ever going to be policed.
But you'd think that someone would have invented, basically, travel mugs for beer. So you could just take it to the pub. It wouldn't look anything like a coffee travel mug, obviously. You take it to the pub and go, "Oi, darling, can you fill this up with whatever it is?"
Absolutely.
Saving you washing glasses.
Yeah, true. I know a couple of pubs that actually do a similar thing. Cider houses. And
probably.
There's one in Down.
Bring your own bucket.
Well, no, you go in there, and let's say it's like literally last orders, and you want something when you get back or something. They sell these, it's like a milk carton. It's like a 2 litre milk carton type thing.
A milk carton.
And they'll fill that up with cider.
Like a carton.
Yeah.
Not like a plastic bottle, but a carton that would like fold up and you can't properly seal it. Or with a cap on it.
Yeah, maybe it was that. I can't remember.
Got it. I can see that with you guys. Arr. Fill my carton with cider.
One for the bus.
One for the bus. And then you know, unscrew the cap and on the butt unscrew the cap and go like somebody like, you know, ne'er do well drinking milk from the carton out of the fridge. And that's how they sound, right? There.
Gar-gar-gar-gar-gar. They make that noise.
Gar-gar-gar-gar-gar.
But the King Charles, where Snowden begins, when me and Alan were living in the flat opposite the pub. Tony, the landlord at the time, he'd sort of get a bit pissed off at 4:30 in the morning and we're still on the rain, but I need to go to bed. And we've both got like two or three pints lined up from people that I bought us from. And he'd say, just take him over the road and bring him back in the morning.
Ah.
Washed.
Lovely. And probably totally illegal.
Fully illegal.
Lovely.
To find out more and to subscribe, go to descriptiontoronto.com.